tonight. We're going to get on the air now.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Down darkened woods. sugar. I chased a boy right through the park. In a case of mistaken identity, they put a bullet through his heart.
Yeah. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Quartz in Session family. And I'll tell you what, one of the bands of past year that we've had a number of singles that you guys absolutely loved was the band Swain, Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Well, we've got Kevin Stewart Swain on the radio with us. Kevin, how are you, brother?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm in the remote part of British Columbia right now, phoning you from a little island.
Wait, where in British Columbia?
I am on what's called Vancouver Island, which is where our capital city is, and there's a little town called Parksville that's I've been to before, but I'm visiting a friend that has been on your radio show. He's played guitar on some of the Thor stuff. He played guitar on Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, actually. And we've known each other forever, and we're up here at his studio. It's a studio called Axis Studios, and we're tracking something new. But we took the time out to be listening to your show tonight because I do always, like, your show is so fantastic. I've been listening to it for a couple of years now, and it's a high point in all these kind of trying days. I love your show.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much. So Rolling Stones tonight, we got them coming to Pittsburgh next week. What do you say?
You know, it's so wild that they're, I guess, on the same tour I saw them on, which was delayed. Remember when Mick had his heart problems? So I was going to see the Stones for the first time. I think it must be 2018 now. The first time I was going to see them got canceled because of that. I still got down. I went by myself from Vancouver, Canada, to Seattle to see them, and it was incredible. It was such a rush to look and go, Mick was standing about 50 feet from me. Like, that's really Mick Jagger. That's really Keith Richards. It was really fantastic. So, I mean, any musician, they're a huge part of your life. You know, you can't ignore the Rolling Stones.
Well, why don't you give us one of your favorite tracks? We'll get it on the radio right now.
Okay. And I've been listening to them a lot lately and really appreciating stuff. And, you know, there's the songs you hear a million times, but for some reason, that Black and Blue album just really hit me, all the cool songs in there, and especially stuff that kind of touches my heart. And Memory Motel, I know it's a deep sort of cut there, but Memory Motel just... I just love that tune. I just think that's everything the Stones are about.
Well, that is great. 1976, and it's a long one. Not going to hear this anywhere else on the radio. Talking to Kevin Stewart Swain, Brother, thanks so much for calling. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Keep on feeling. Halfway through the set, the girls sort of jumped on the stage and started to sort of tear our clothes, you know, and all that. And I had one arm of a shirt ripped right off and waistcoat torn apart, all the buttons and everything, and the collar sort of half gone. And they took the ring from my finger. I had a ring, which I'd had about 10 years, you know, since I was a real kid. It was like a real prized possession because we had no money in those days. And they took that. And I felt a bit cut up about that afterwards, you know, because I'd had that ring a long time. And about a week later, when I was back in town, I received a package in the mail. And when I opened it, this little package, there was the ring apologising and saying, "We hope we didn't upset you too much, but we're not sending you the shirt, the shirt sleeve back." I thought that was really great. Yeah, well, that's really the lifeblood of the band, I think. It's the thing that always amazes you.
I'm
I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know, I talk about this show a lot. There's so much great music here at WRCT. Go to our website at WRCT.org. Check out the schedule. Check out the write-outs of all the great shows here. One of my favorites, Friday nights at 9, talking about the Mockster and Viva La Mock. We're talking country, indie, power pop, punk. He's got it all. And he doesn't like to admit it, but he's a big fan of Courts in Session. As a matter of fact, he's listening right now. We've got him on the phone. Mockster, where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from the road, Eric Jackson Lurie. I'm coming into town, and my radio only can tune in WRCT, so I've been forced to listen to your program. So, you know, but you're playing the Stones, and how can you go wrong with playing the Stones? So I figured, you know, I've got my own little radio show that happens Friday night, and I've got 4 hours to play whatever songs I want to play, but why not bug you to see if I could have you play a song for me?
Well, let's do that right now. What does the Mockster want to hear on WRCT?
So I'm thinking Stones, but then I'm thinking, how can I make it relate to what the Viva La Mock radio show is all about? And if you're familiar with my show at all, you know I'm a sucker for a cover. Lots of reasons behind that, because sometimes they're better than the original, and other times they just introduce you to artists maybe that some of your favorite artists are influenced by. So I'm going back to the Out of Our Heads album from the Rolling Stones that came out in 1965, and they do a Marvin Gaye cover on there of the song Hitchhike, and that's the song I want to hear.
Well, that's a great request. That's the Mockster. You can hear his show, Viva La Mock, every Fridays from 9 to 1 a.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh.
If I had to hitchhike round the world, hitchhike, hitchhike, We'll be right back.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Quartz in Session family. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Quartz in Session can be heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30 with our repeat encore presentation Monday afternoons during the workday from 12 to 2:30 p.m. So if you're just tuning in, we're doing a Rolling Stones special celebrating their upcoming show October 4th here in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. And on the phone with us, I've got one of the greatest guitarists on the planet. I'm talking about...
Eric, how are you? How you doing, man?
We got Bobby Ingram from Molly Hatchet. How are you, brother?
You are too kind to say that, man. I just have fun at what I do, and I've been doing it a long time, that's for sure. Thank you for having me on the show, man. It's good to talk to you.
Well, you've done some killer Stones covers over the years.
Yeah, man. We had a lot of fun with that. You know, All Over Now is on the first album, and we've done Tumble and Dice, and we did do Wild Horses on another record. But we've had fun with them. That is for sure. They're full of energy, and they have a great story to it, and everybody rock and rolls with the Stones, man.
So before we find out what's your favorite Stones tune, when are we getting the Hatchet back to Pittsburgh promoting the new live album, Battleground?
Listen, I'm ready to come now. So all the promoters out there, give us a call. Let's set something up. Let's put an event in place, and we're ready to come.
We need you back in Pittsburgh. So, Bobby, what's your favorite Stone song?
Tumble and Dice. Absolutely Tumble and Dice. We did that on the Kingdom of 12 record back in, it's been a while, man. It's been a long time, but we got the Tumble and Dice. We had a great time with it. I got to play a lot of slide guitar on it. We got some female background singers in from London. They flew them into Germany. We had a great time with Tumble and Dice. And here's another one, Wild Horses. And there's a reason for that. We have a couple new tunes that are going to be coming out on the brand new studio Molly Hatchet record that we did at Muscle Shoals.
Wow.
Of course, Wild Horses was recorded in Muscle Shoals. We were in the actual cutting room where that was done, and we recorded a couple songs. They're going to be coming out very soon on a brand new studio record.
Well, Bobby, you got to make sure you get that into my hands so I can play it for our listeners in Pittsburgh. Well, we got Bobby Ingram from Molly Hatchet. Let's do some Wild Horses, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Child. It's easy to do the things you wanted. I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I act. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. 'Cause wild horses can drag me away. You decided
show me the same. But no sweeping exits. Oh, off stage life could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Yes. Why? But I don't have much time. My faith has been broken, and tears must be cried. Let's do some living.
Yeah. till my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. Well, I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Well, I see the girls over just in their summer clothes. Well, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into that setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want to paint it black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I'll see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
Listening to Quartz in Session here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and tonight we are all Rolling Stones. We're talking the world's greatest rock and roll band coming to Pittsburgh, October 4th, Heinz Field. So if you remember last year, the song Let It Go by Al Harlow of Prism was one of the most requested songs on the station. Well, we've got him on the phone. Al, how's it going, my friend?
Well, hi, Eric. I'm sharing in the excitement, man. The Stones are coming. That's too cool to be true. That's fantastic.
I know. Every tour, I think it's going to be the last one, and this time I say it might be the last one. It's a big deal in our lives, right?
Absolutely, man. I'm there.
Got to put you on the hot seat. We may be playing the Stones tonight, but got to know, when's the new album coming out?
Well, thank you for asking, brother. The things have been going in slow motion here with regards to releases during the COVID period. But